Alrighty.
Alright, I'd like to welcome everybody to the November 21st, 2023 Safety Facility Committee, and would you join me in the Pledge Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for showing up on a busy week. Basically, our exercise tonight is to go over Anthony's proposal he gave us at the last meeting and to converse with Tom to make sure that some of those other costs that we're not including here, we can get in here so we can come up with a warrant article number to present to the Board of Selectmen. The first one was that Geotech, and you said that was 1,800, right?
Correct.
And also, what were we talking about for the civil engineering?
So basically, there could be a range from 25 to 50, depending on how much we could do ourselves. That was, we ran into this when we presented it to the planning board. You know, again, I could technically do the whole plan and just, like I did this plan that we're sitting in today and just build it.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm asking is, can we, or do we need to fill out an application?
Should we plug a number in just to?
We should plug middle of the road, 35,000 in. Because if we have to get, if I have to draft it all up, but then give it to Jones and Beach or an engineer.
Because this has got two. It's got the civil engineering for the bidding, and then it's civil engineering for the construction administrator.
Right, so he's doing that like his, like a preliminary set, and it's gonna be, the price is the price.
It's the price, so it's, even though it's two items, there's one shot.
The preliminary is gonna be all, everything that I draft up in-house.
Okay.
It's really the 35,000 is for Jones and Beach to take it and make it official, put it on the set of plans. Because it meets all the checklist and, yes, okay, if the drainage calculations are good, we get a septic design out of it, you know. All those things need to be technically official and stamped by an engineer.
Okay, so you wanna add 35, you said?
I think so, yeah.
Is that in that first column that you're talking about?
There's no number, no. Go down a little bit. Civil engineering through bidding and civil engineering construction administration.
So there you go, he's got 1% is what it typically is, so 1.5%, so one, you know, so 1% of 3 million is 30,000.
Right.
So and another half a percent would be 15, so 45,000, yeah.
That's what we wanna put down, is 45?
I don't know, because I know we're, I think 35, because I know we're gonna do a lot of it in-house.
Alright, so we'll add 35,000 there.
Meaning you and Russ, so.
You got a shovel?
I'll put my seal on it. I don't have one, but I'll put a seal on it.
Yeah.
Okay, permit preparation, there's nothing there, because we won't be charging ourselves. Legal fees for the bond, that's 7,500.
Yeah.
That's what it is to deal with the lawyer for the bond.
So you, is that, are you, like, who does that? Who takes care of the legal?
I don't have the name, but there's one attorney that takes care of all the bond issues.
Oh, okay.
And that's who you have to deal with, and it's 7,500 is what you say.
Okay.
So we gotta add 75 to that. Okay. And the interest, well, we won't know till we get the bond what that is. Financing fee.
Well, that's, what percentage are we?
I think the financing fee is all part of the 7,500 for the attorney.
But is that the fee that it's gonna cost us to take the bond for like 5%?
Correct, that 75 is what covers that. That lawyer deals with that.
But is this the financing fee, like when you buy a car?
I don't believe, when Andrea talked to him, there was no fee just to apply. It was the 7,500 took care of the whole process.
What I'm saying is if we put something over for 10 years, the financing fee's got to be figured in that whole figure.
In the percentage, yeah, it'll be.
That's what I'm saying. Is that what we're talking about, like 5% of the $2 million or $3 million?
And we don't know yet.
We don't know what it is.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So we can't include that in there. And actually, we had that discussion, remember, at the selectmen's meeting there. And like when you go for a mortgage.
Right.
You don't figure in the interest when you're asking to borrow the money. That just comes out, that's what the payment is every month.
Right.
With the interest.
Yeah.
But when you go for the mortgage, it's basically what we're doing by getting the bond, is we're looking for that 2.9.
It still adds into.
Yeah, but you can't, because you don't know what it is. You can't put it in there.
No, I agree. It's a figure that we don't know because it's going to be in September when that is set. But people were asked, that discussion came up.
We'll have a guesstimate in March.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it's not going to be part of the warrant article. It's not part of the warrant article.
So part of this money that you go for will not cover interest.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Just like a mortgage, same thing in a mortgage.
Right, okay.
All the basically comes down to is once it's been approved by the town and we get the bond, this is what it costs a year.
Right.
And then you're working it into your budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, other contingencies. He's got $100,000 in there, right?
Yeah, no, you don't.
Would that be the septic in there and everything?
No. That's bond and LOC, letter of credit. Bond/letter of credit.
Okay.
Do we have to bond?
No, the bond.
No, that's under owner contingency.
Oh, that's under owner contingency.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the owner other contingency is the $100,000.
Okay.
And get rid of that subtotal because it's not going to be that anymore.
Right.
We already added some stuff.
What's the owner contingency?
Well, I mean, normally you'd carry like 5% of the job, you know.
Just for unforeseen things.
Unforeseen
things that we didn't think of or came up or whatever.
$150,000.
Is that normal to 100?
But yeah, so 100, because while this is a brand new, again, if you were renovating a building and didn't know what you were going to run into, that would be totally different. You'd want more.
I think for now, the 100 is safe.
We know what the site is, so it's not like, oh boy, we hit ledge.
Okay.
And it's $50,000 and ledge was a contingency because no one knew it was it, you know. But we do know a lot of the things and we're going to get a hard number on the building. So I think 100 is reasonable to carry.
I do
less
too.
Than the 5%, but I think
all right, what is construction materials testing, Don?
So that's all the testing stuff that we talked about.
From that certified inspector?
Like you'll get a concrete testing, soil testing, structural engineering.
And that's all part of?
All part of those. Different. You go to a structural engineer and you hire them, they give you a lump sum fee to do all your inspections.
And is that above the percentage that he gets for just doing the job?
Totally. Nothing to do with his stuff. Just totally has to be a completely independent person.
All right. Okay. So the IBC, so those things stay in there, both?
Yeah, both of those are what we talked about that night with him, and those are both pretty reasonable estimates for both inspections.
And the IBC special inspectors, that's what the $8,000 is for?
Right.
That's what he gets paid for being
the
inspector?
No, it won't be him. There'll be a separate independent person doing special inspections.
Just doing special inspections.
Yeah.
Now, is our guy in town here allowed to do the other inspections or no? Or is the whole project
I don't know.
On
I
the...
think it's going to be all under independent special inspections. Yeah.
So is that the total that we're going to have for inspectors?
Yeah, I think 6 and 8. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because that's another percentage deal, right? Or no?
No, they give it's kind of based on that, but they give you a lump sum fee. But for that size of a job, those are the numbers we talked about.
And that's reasonable?
Yes. Yep.
All right, so the landscaping and the demolition we already took care of, but the landscaping?
Yeah, so there's no landscaping in the budget, depends on
Right.
what level of shrubs, irrigation, you know, we're just gonna spend 10 grand and
Call it good?
Call it good and dress up around the building, you know, the site numbers will take care of looming and seeding
areas. Is that something that we could probably pull out of the contingency one when we get to that point?
You may be able to, yeah, cause it's basically around the building, it's like, alright, we have some leftover money, let's buy 2 dozen shrubs, let's buy some bark mold, let's get to a stone drip edge. You know, you're not gonna do much, I mean, you see what's around this building, but, you know, 10 grand would be a lot to go and dress the whole building.
So we can just leave that out for now?
If we think we're going over the budget, we just leave it out.
Or you're talking on the outside now, what about, the blacktop in the parking lot?
No, that's all part of the site.
It's all part of the site, and painting the lines would be too?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's
It's space of the picture, right?
Well, the people are gonna say, well, you show this, somebody's gonna say, well, you had a blue car there, are we buying that too?
Utility cost and fees, is that?
Yeah, so that we didn't really count on, right?
Yeah, because there is a cost.
Yeah.
And transformers are 2 years out. I was just talking to one of our AWC writers.
Yeah.
We cannot get transformers, pad mounted transformers.
I heard JCR can get them faster than ever.
Well, that you can buy them through South Korea, that's what they're buying.
Okay.
And they're half the size, probably gonna have half the lifespan.
Yeah, that's what that is then. Cause yeah, I've had buildings like jobs we've completed, big 200,000 square foot warehouses. We built it, we've been done for a year now, they're still waiting for power.
Yeah, power could be 2 years.
I mean, this and the owners, like, that was a real
So, what do we do there?
Yeah.
Mark.
You have a pickup truck, you know.
Take a road trip.
Yeah, like what is it, like I know what it costs to pull power through that subdivision we just did, but I'm not familiar with like
What they end up charging you for that?
It was like 45,000, it was pretty reasonable. Yeah.
I forget what three phase, single phase I think was like three something a foot. But three, you know, then you multiply that for three phase.
Right.
You know, we're gonna be
What is this building gonna be? Is this a three phase?
It should be a three phase.
It should be.
Yeah, okay.
Because
Yeah. You want 122
Yeah.
It everything runs more efficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what are you guesstimating that we should do you have a number? You guesstimate the
It's a short pull from the pole to the transformer.
It's not like doing a development.
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering, Tom, is should we...
It's 100 feet away.
Should we be asking the planning board for an exemption and do overhead and then just go underground into it? Be a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Well, and we can't get the pad mounted.
We can't get the pad mounted.
Well,
I mean, you're talking 2 year
minimum. Go overhead to your drop pole anyways, right? And that's all you'd be doing, right?
And then put the three-phase bank there, and we can come underground from that.
So we don't need a waiver from the planning board to do that. You gotta come in aerial for the,
to the drop pole. Yeah, you're so close. Literally, if we just step a drop pole a short ways away, there's so much land there, and then sweep down from that to go right to the service.
And is there a cost for that?
It is, but it's a lot less. I mean,
yeah,
probably
they charge you X amount per foot to get
you're probably talking $1,000 maybe.
Yeah, it's it wouldn't be that much.
Yeah.
So plug in 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they charge you for those cans on the pole then, Mark? Or is that part of your service?
Well, they do, but it's I think it's a service charge.
Okay.
Because after
so they put it in the bill?
The length of the every month you're paying back, you know what I mean?
For their investment, they're
so
paying
it's not like if you got a pad mount transformer, you get a bill for 25 grand or something. Or
right,
whatever
right. Well, plus you got all the pipe you got to put in the ground and everything else. And if we're saying, now that was for jobs already written, 2 years waiting for the pad mount. This job isn't even written yet. It's not even on the radar.
Yeah.
How many years out? It could be 2 to 3.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think there's a problem with going with the aerial and then drop pole.
Right.
And,
we could always amend the.
Well, I don't even think we have to on that because you're allowed to go to the drop pole off the street.
Right.
One pole, you know.
Yeah.
Furniture. I have no idea, but that seems more than reasonable, no? 10 grand?
Oh, yeah.
10 grand, Mike said his desk is 10 grand.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it ain't gonna be.
I'll work with one of these, that's what I get upstairs.
I was gonna say, you get a new building, you'd probably work in your lap, wouldn't you?
We could always look for donations and stuff down the road.
Right.
Just get in the place.
I think 10 is probably, because some of it you're gonna be able to reuse anyways, but, right?
Yeah.
What about kitchen equipment? This is totally different, this is like a real kitchen.
It's gonna be a kitchen.
We'll have to have a fundraiser.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get away with 5 grand for both. You know, 2,500 for the refrigerator freezer, and then maybe not even that much. Maybe.
I don't know, I think you can suck up 5 grand pretty fast.
Says it's in building construction, right on the note next to it.
Huh?
Right next to the kitchen, it says $0.
I know, I saw that, but.
Oh, so he might have had that.
So he might already have it included in his price.
When we did the X amount per square foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the furniture is by owner and then the other one. All right, we'll give that a, give it a shot. And the phone system, I have no idea.
I'm almost, Mike, is there any grants you can put in? Because if this, you're gonna get your own police building, and I'm sure if things happen in the area, the FBI would want to be able to come in, and, or government agency come in and work with you a little bit, or if they got operation heading.
Yeah, I mean, phone system, that's on us, I think. I don't think there's a specific grant for that I'm aware of, but I don't even know what to say on that. They just did it here in the town hall, and the PD upgraded it, but what was that bill? I don't know what that bill was.
I have no idea, but I know it was outrageous.
It was?
I think so.
Like,
plus he's got an escalation contingency in here too. It was 130 down the bottom.
Not right now. I didn't see it.
The way things are going, I think it's going to be de-escalation.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So leave that. So I guess it can't be that bad that we can't absorb that somehow. Do you?
Yeah, I mean.
But I think we should put something in for the kitchen stuff.
I do too. I think we got to carry 5 grand or something.
All right, so everybody agree 5 grand would be all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just going to be a bunch of little stuff we're not thinking of. And then, but I think with the phones and everything, between the contingency down below and the contingency up above.
Because there is another escalation contingency, so that's 230 total with.
Right.
That ought to be. It's about actually what he talked about originally to us, about 240, I think he was saying.
Yeah.
All right. Who's got a calculator?
Everybody does.
All right. Or I should say, who wants to add all that up with the
changes? Read the numbers that you have down on there.
You starting at the bottom or the top?
I'm starting up here at soft cost.
Did you add the 1800 first?
I don't know, I'm doing just the subtotal for soft cost first, so I'm going to do all the subtotals.
Okay,
work my
do
way
the
down.
Subtotal, okay, you're going to do it that way.
So, for soft cost, the new subtotal there is $242,000.
Here, it goes a little quicker.
So you don't have the 1800 up above?
No, he's doing subtotals first.
And then he's going to add. All right,
then he's going to add.
Yeah, construction, we're just adding 10 grand to that one, so that one's pretty simple. So that'll be $2,624,000. And then furniture, $32,000.
$2,610,000, you said, right?
$2,624,000.
So why do you get 24?
Because we just added 10 to the.
We only added 10.
Line. Yeah.
To $2,600,000.
And but 14.
Now 2,614 is what it was.
2,614 is just 2,624.
I don't have that.
Are you adding 10 here? You're talking on just the second subtotal is 2,624.
You had on the estimate based on
500
square foot. You got what? I got 2,600.
Yeah, but he's doing the subtotal.
I know. And we only added 10 to that.
Yeah. No, we gotta keep the six in for construction testing, IBC testing, eight, so 6, 8, and 10. Right, we added 10 for landscaping, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So 6, 8, and 10 on top of 2.6.
So it's 224.
Yeah, 2.6, 2.4.
And the last sub, are you working that last subtotal right now?
The last subtotal was 32,000.
32?
It is, all right.
For furniture, fixtures and equipment.
Yeah, okay.
I honestly think the security system's gonna be a lot more than that. I was just saying.
The grand total was 3,029,800.
800?
800, yep. So 3,029,800.
Damn, we went over the 3.
So that means we're gonna have to knock the contingency down, the escalation contingency to 100 as well. So 100 for the one contingency.
So we can knock the 30 off and
absolutely
get it just under?
And just make it 2
yep
million.
All right. Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm. So what's it going to be, the total?
So it'll be 2,999,000, right?
Yep.
$500 still in there?
$800
is still in there.
Just barely
that,
under that 3 million.
That just gets us under the 3 million.
Right.
I know, because if we jump over the 3 million,
yeah,
they're already started.
But
it's already started.
Well, whatever. I mean,
well, I mean, there are people who are going to bitch if you're over 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done our work.
Right.
All I can say, and we'll bring it to the town. If the town doesn't want to do it, so be it. We'll
yeah we're just here
pick up our toys and regroup.
Right.
Well, the chief and Linda putting this out, it got some people talking, and talking, they don't know what the, pardon my French, what the hell they're talking about. If they haven't attended any meetings, all it is the ones that were mouthed off is, it's money. Mm. Everybody's going to turn around. Anything we do, there's going to be money cost involved in it. There's no, you know, let's just get that on the table. Listen to what we're getting. What do we have? That's the type of thing. And we only have, probably after get up past the holidays. We got 2 months. What is this? Vote March. We have January and February to educate the people, and that means a lot of meetings, getting anybody's ear.
All right, yeah. So back to, this would be the warrant article. Has anybody read the warrant article? We just got to change the number. So it's 2,990,000, correct? 800?
2,999,999.
999.
Yep.
You're right.
I always work for the car dealers.
Yeah.
800 too, right?
800.
Yeah, I know it always
works. Or $200 under the 3 mil.
Right.
It's right there.
All right.
We can do a few bake sales and get it down.
He's talking about the geothermal. It is heated by, I read on it, it says heated by geothermal.
Where?
You know what, I might have printed the wrong one. I might have done old one
yeah
I had.
Yeah, this is the one that you have.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Right,
oh, there we go.
This
sorry
is
so updated.
Okay. No, well, this is something
the
that they had out and put it on Facebook.
We can read it. See if the town will vote to raise $2,999,800, appropriate the sum, and then it spells it out, for the construction of a new police department facility, and to authorize an issue of not more than $2,999,800, with the provision of the Municipality Finance Act, blah, 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 RSA 33, and to authorize the selectmen to issue and negotiate such bonds or notes, and to determine the rate of the interest thereon. This is, you can tell a lawyer got into this, and the maturity and other terms thereof, and to apply for, obtain, and accept federal, state, and other aid, if any, which may be available for said project, and to take such other actions or to pass any other votes relative thereto as shall be in the best interest of the town of Candia. I don't even like the way that's read.
Yeah, it's confusing.
No, that's because a lawyer got involved.
Always.
This is the same one that Andrea had gotten back from Mike, tweaked from Mike.
That's what she gave me, yes. I asked her for it. She gave it to me specifically that way.
Why don't we make it $2,998,000? I don't like the way $299,800.
I know.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. And I'll take care of the 1800 to just scratch that off the GOK.
So all zeros after that?
So get rid of the geotech one?
Get rid of the geotech and just make, take 1800 off, make it 2,998. Just sounds better.
All right, so we're taking 1800 off of that.
So what is the geotech for?
Just the structural engineer won't stamp the foundation plan unless a geotechnical engineer comes out and tests the soils.
Okay. So that wasn't for geothermal heating?
No, no, that, no, no. It's for the bearing capacity of the soils.
Got it. Is the building actually going to have geothermal heating? Or?
No.
No. No, that was just a no. Typo. We discussed that way back, but...
That's a, they're just checking the natural compaction.
They're
of
just,
the soils.
Yeah, natural, right. Basically, yeah. The,
yeah, you don't want the building to sink in
right.
10 years.
Make sure the soil is suitable to handle the weight on it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Which the bearing capacity out there is off the charts. It's fine.
I know. It's been bearing everything for the last three, four.
I just kind of put this together. So any input, if you want it or not, it's up to you guys to put in for the voice packages.
What?
This would
yeah, I know. We haven't got to that yet.
Oh, okay.
We're still discussing this.
Sorry.
Don't jump the gun on me now.
Okay,
I know you're the party animal, but...
I've played enough down here.
All right, so we're 2,998. That's what you wanted, Tom?
Yeah.
On the news, guy looked like a hermit and what have you, died and left the town.
$3.8 million.
$3.8 million.
Oh, that would be just right.
Yeah, right. He definitely.
Didn't he live here?
Yeah.
Too many saw that in the news.
Yeah, wasn't he here?
He rode around on a lawnmower. Didn't have a car.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Just so they didn't get stopped for DWI.
Maybe.
Now, how many year bond are we talking about?
I'm thinking 10. I really don't want to go more than that, but certainly we'll take input.
Well, I think when we get looking at what the cost is between a 10 and a 15, or maybe even a 20, let's understand what we're really looking at that point. Because I, you know, you all are scared about people with money that if you go longer, the month you pay more in interest. That person that's a financial person will turn around and say we're paying more in interest. But we hopefully will have more people moving into town to help pay for this too. No?
I'm not saying a word.
But I mean, there's... People
Russ,
are building houses.
We're going to pay for half of it with the two developments that got denied.
But no, I mean, there will be growth in town. And, I, you know, that question's gonna come up, we've gotta answer it and look at it. I'm for, you know, we talked one time, we wanted to pay for it all up front, and I wanted to do a bond anyhow, definitely.
I'm always a proponent of, I feel like it should be stretched out longer again, but the interest bothers me, but I do think when you build a building that's gonna last 50 years, you know, at least 20 years of the next people should pay for it, not like if you jam it all into these people, pay it in 10 years, but this building's meant, and the same with roads, and we used to do the roads, they were meant, when you rebuild them, they're good for 50 years or more. So it was hard to do a bond for a short period when you're doing something basically that was to sustain for a lot of generations in the future. So to me, it's nice. I think it should be stretched out more. But again, that statement's back when interest rates were what they were. So it's hard to say that now. Well, but
Boyd shocked everybody at the last select board meeting because he was saying that it's in correlation with the interest rate out there. And he was saying, you know, the bond issue could be 8.something%, so he had this astronomical interest in there, but
I don't know.
Nothing has indicated that it's going to be that high. Right. The last time that Andrea looked, it was 4.5, I believe.
Right. I mean, back when interest was 2 or 3 for bonds, to me, I'd stretch them out over 20 years and let all those people pay for that and keep the tax base down is what I would normally do. Not knowing what the rate would be, it's hard for me to say the word 20 years, but that's just the philosophy, is that you're building a building for 100 years.
Because I'm comfortable with somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000 a year for the cost.
Yeah, but so we don't know doable. That yet until we know the interest rate, right. Correct?
Well, we're in that range, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So if we extend it 15 or 20 years, won't that eliminate the yearly hit
it will.
So absolutely. Instead of seeing a big increase,
yep.
They can see more of a level payment
over the
next.
It's always front end. I mean, it's got the payment goes down, but obviously not that fast. The first couple of years is the hardest, the highest, you know. But
well, if you won the megabucks, you could pay a lot off on it.
So what's the what's the pleasure?
Megabucks, I think you're talking about 10, and we're talking about 20. I think we ought to just land at 15 until we see where the rates are. I think that's a compromise.
Okay.
Do we have to include that in the warrant article? How many years we're doing?
Well, yeah.
That's all. Yeah, that's going to be part of the. Well, not really. No, but to communicate to the Board of Selectmen, yeah, we kind of have to find out what the committee is recommending to them, and then the Board of Selectmen will take it from there.
Okay.
So, I mean, originally I was thinking that was back when we were down at 2 mil or whatever. Right. I thought 10 years was plenty of time.
I would agree, right, but not now.
And I think the incinerator, was that a 10-year bond when we did that one, or no?
Something I think like it that. Was. I don't know.
Yeah,
wasn't
and that
involved
was only, what, a million or something? Or
something, 80.
Because it ended up going over a mil, I think, didn't it, when it all said and done? But anyway, yeah, I got no problem with 15.
Okay.
I mean, the question is, and once we get out and talk to people, they come back and we'll have what do they need for an answer? What are they looking for? And we haven't really had public meetings that people could come back and say, oh, this or that. I'm sorry, I don't go on, my kids showed me this on the Facebook. Pardon me. Keep your mouth shut until you have all the damn information. Yeah. I'm sorry, you know, I don't mean, you know. I think we all agree, gather the information, make your own decision. And not somebody comes and says, you're going to be paying more money. Damn right. That's what it is. But we need it. It's a safety for this town. That's what we're concerned about. It's a safety to take care of this town. You know, I mean, if we don't want 24-hour coverage, and just want to have a person sitting in their home on a call when it comes, that isn't good safety to the town of Candia. I mean, it's, you know, we can go from one extreme to the other. But to do what we need to do for Candia citizens, this is what's needed.
All right. So we're all set with the warrant article, the number, and a 15-year bond. That's what we'll present to the selectmen, correct?
Yeah.
A question.
Now.
Do we want to?
Do we want to do something like this?
Well, I don't.
To go to the Boy Scout handout?
Well, that's right, at that time, we've had some meetings at that point. This would be fine, I think, at that point, telling them to vote on this.
I need to bring this decision to the board. As far as the meetings, that we can schedule them anytime, Russ.
All right, no, that, this would be more when we're ready to vote, you know, near voting, and that's.
That has to come together real quick, because it has to go to the printer along.
No, fine, what I'm saying, that's great for that, it's my opinion. But I'd like to be able to get some other things out to people and getting them involved in it.
If we do something like this, that's $480. Black and white, $128, and that's based on last year's prices, you said, right?
They emailed me, and it's the average price would be right what they gave us.
Okay.
But if it's only one-sided.
It is one-sided.
Yeah.
So that's double-sided?
Yeah.
Okay, single-sided.
$240.
What is, it's $240 for the color for single-sided?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
But didn't Flanagan's wife set us up last time to give us?
Well, we gotta use the same one that they're using, because you find them together.
Right, because it goes with the Boy Scout handout.
That's what it is, yes.
And it's a good donation to the Boy Scouts. It's a nice donation to the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, it's, that printer is, correlates it all.
So, how do you want to present that? Is that something that, want the committee just to pony up and take a collection and pay for that, or what?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is that how the other groups do it?
No.
Right.
I don't think so.
I don't mind contributing, but.
I'm fine with it.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that what we want to do, a single-sided color, once we verify that this is, I'm not completely happy with some of the verbiage in there, but.
Yeah, it's hard for me to read it.
I mean, I think it should be a little simpler. This is the number.
Right.
And to give the selectmen the permission to negotiate the bond.
Right.
I mean, and.
Nick, what's RSA 33?
Well, that deals with the bond. Municipal Finance Act.
You don't have to put the warrant article on here, we just, maybe.
Yes, you do, because we want, well, yes, this is the number, the warrant article, we'll have a number and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I think we should do that.
Because I was gonna say, you know, we'll, you know, list points of, to eliminate all that work.
No.
You want the article.
It's gonna look similar to this when it goes out in the Boy Scout handout, so everybody will look at it when they come to whatever article that is, they've already made up their decision.
Right.
They say, oh, yeah, this is the one I voted yes on, this is the one I voted no on.
Mm. Yeah.
That's gonna be, you know, that gets out to 1,700 copies, so.
Yeah, no, it's.
All right.
So it's gonna be verbatim.
It'll be whatever the final thing is, but
right.
I will get with Andrea and
right.
see if we can get Tim or Michael to clean that up a little bit. I mean, I don't like that either. So. I don't think it has to be that.
I just don't know what it has to say.
Right.
And what it, and then, but it should be more fluid. So that
right.
when someone reads it, it's very simple, and they get the highlights, and not the.
Basically, all they want to know
not the legal
is
charge.
What's it going to cost me?
Right. Yeah.
And give the selectmen permission to negotiate the loan.
Right.
That's, to me, is really the essence of it.
Right.
All right.
We can look that up pretty easy on other towns.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea did that. I mean, she drafted one up, and then she let Michael get a hold of it, so.
I'm talking about a flyer to vote. Might not have to be the same as the warrant article. It might just get the main points.
No, it should
points.
Be the warrant article, I think.
Yeah, it
should.
I wanted to have the warrant article.
Is this
article.
The color now?
What's that?
Is this the color?
I believe so.
Red, white, and blue. What more do you want?
No, he's saying the building.
Oh, the building? No. Not necessarily.
That was just to take the blue away.
Okay, that's all.
He took the blue away, and then he just threw the gray in because it's neutral.
All right, that's.
I'm still thinking the color of this building is more appropriate for candy. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I know we talked about the color that he came up with.
Yeah, I didn't like the baby blue on there. It looked like that wallpaper, the wall there. All right, now we got the minutes. Anybody had any questions on the minutes?
So we would say in there we were comfortable with 2.9 to bring to the voters. Now we're 2,998. Are we?
It's still 2.9.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just rounded.
So we're still gonna. We're not looking at like removing contingencies or anything like that to keep it to what we're.
I mean we already knocked 30,000 out of there. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree. I think it needs to stay there. We can't. Yeah. On thin ice as it is.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, if we can't, we got trouble with power or what have you at that point.
I mean, let's face it, there are going to be things that we did not foresee. I'm sure of that. But maybe we'll also get lucky on some of the things that were priced a little higher than they needed to be.
Right.
That's
hopefully.
Well, first of all, we end up putting it out to bid, too, aren't we?
Well, it's going to be the whole community thing that we haven't done yet with that one, so that's really...
Until it gets passed.
I'm hoping, until it gets passed, and then really a hard hit.
Yeah.
And really rallying local support, looking, having somebody that's more intelligent than me look into the tax incentives to do that for donations and how that helps them. I think you get 100% deduction, I believe. Depends on what your rates are, but, so that might be... an incentive to people to help.
Dennis Hebert, I talked to him this past weekend. He was going to be here tonight because he's one of the guys that may know something about
that. All that, we're hoping that, it's not really 2.9 million.
Right.
Is what the goal is at the end of the day. We haven't done that step yet.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think hopefully we'll be saving money.
I would hope we would save somewhere between 5 and 1 mil.
Yeah, we won't do that.
500, I'd like to think.
But we possibly could save 10% and save 300 grand.
Yeah.
And that's substantial. And that's
I was factoring in the contingencies, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's 200
right
there.
Yeah, there's 200, right.
So it gets me to the 5 real easy.
Yeah.
But on this, on meetings.
Well, let's do the minutes first.
Okay,
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the October 11th meeting as written.
Second.
Mark, second. All in favor?
Ross.
Aye.
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 Aye, aye, aye. Okay. Now, what are we saying, Ross?
Well, meetings. Do we want to start breaking this before Christmas? Do you want to wait until it hit heavy in January and February, and that we put out a schedule that
I would personally like to wait till after Christmas.
Yeah,
wait till after.
All right.
Leave people alone for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then January we get January, February to play around with it a little bit.
Yeah, but I agree.
I'd like to see. Let's do it. A Saturday, you throw a Saturdays in there so some people can come in at that point. If they're, not just maybe Tuesday
nights. I know
you're
hot on these meetings for the public, but they haven't been hugely successful in the past. To me, this is going to carry better than any meeting. I'm not opposed to having them.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I don't think you're going to get a lot of traction with that.
Well, until we do it,
we'll have one and we can judge it better after the first one we have.
I mean we've got to make it more feasible for people that are working, that have kids and what have you. that they can't say, well, I just couldn't meet that meeting, that's all I'm coming.
And I realize that not everybody comes to the deliberate session, but I do think, once they've got this, they've looked through their packet, if they really do have some concerns, they're gonna show up at the deliberate session, and that's where they're gonna ask the questions.
Well, I sure hope that deliberative sessions just seem to fall flat.
Well.
All the time, you know, I don't mean to.
Town meetings used to be the same way, I mean, many people voted.
Well, when you had some big issues.
Well, when it was a hot issue, yeah.
And it was interesting, a couple of people the other day saying, that were sitting there, wish at town meetings.
I agree, yes, I would too.
I got crucified last year for saying that. But I, you know, I'm willing to hold meetings and getting different points of view from people, that's the main thing.
No, I'm not opposed to it, I'm just saying, I don't think we get a lot of interest in it, but we'll have one and we can tell.
Because, I mean, I'm not, we had a number voting last year, and people were interested in talking about it, and that's, there was an interest at the polls of people coming by and talking about it, so that's.
Well, we'll end up having that this year, too.
I know when I talk to people, Russ, it's a double issue here. Yeah, we build the police station, but we also get to expand the crowdedness in this building, we get to spread people out, so they're not on top of each other.
Mm. Oh, no, that's.
You know, it's needed to do that.
Oh,
right.
So it helps the town on the administrative end and also on the police department side, too.
There, that's perfect.
Yes.
That's the reason we've lost sort of track of that. We
right.
said if we, they, get, they, we get the police out of here, we
hear,
got more
you
room.
Focus on the police station.
Yeah,
but
because we wanted to stay away from that because we knew there was going to be a small cost involved in that transition. And personally, I want to stay away from that for right now because it's nothing that has to happen right away.
Right,
it could go to the next budget cycle.
Part of a different budget, but yeah,
correct.
It does open this building up.
Absolutely. So she'll be good for another 50 to 100 years. So.
Right. Joe Flanagan, quick thing, Joe Flanagan stopped by the PD.
Yeah?
He said he knows someone that put in for a grant and they got a safety complex up in Maine. And this person knows one of the senators, so he's going to look into getting some information on that potential
good.
Grant.
Good.
I said, bring it down, we'll look at it.
Oh, that would be wonderful. If we could get a grant.
The other thing is, when is that building being torn down?
Supposedly this week.
I think Monday.
Yeah.
Monday?
I just talked to him today, he'll be there next week.
Okay, because we've got an A-frame down at the recycle center, and all we got to do is we'll put a, I think just getting in there, the future of Candia, police, fire.
Let's hold off on the fire.
I know.
That's
what the building is.
Let's just talk police.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But that's, we got to post something out there is all I'm saying.
I would rather wait if the questions come up to, yes, there's enough real estate to do future for both.
Right. Right. That's
goal.
What we headed for. That was our main goal. But
all right.
Just say future as the town's needs dictate.
Well, you put police 2024 fire ?
Stay away from
just
it.
Just police fire 2045.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Is anything else? No? I want to thank everybody for all these years of hard work.
Yeah.
This is, I never would have believed it would have taken us this long to come to the table. But, or cost what it's already cost to get here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I had no idea the architectural fees are going to be.
That's great.
Large.
Like that everywhere.
I know. Well, you're used to it, but this whole country bumpkin's not.
Well, I think we can thank this gentleman right here. I talked to an architect. What it was a cost to do what he's done, we would never be where we are now.
Right.
And as far as the flyers, Linda, we'll firm this up. I want to get with Andrea and go over that and see if we can't clean up some of the verbiage. I don't like the way it flows either. And when we get that done, then I'll leave it up to you to contact the individuals when we need to pony up the donation for it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, even if it's just this, it's like $30 a pop.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing I was suggesting is maybe
it's been more than that.
It's from the safety facility committee somewhere on there.
Well, that'll change.
Good. Okay.
That'll change because once the Board of Selectmen approve the warrant article, then it's going to be.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be the selectmen's warrant.
Right.
Okay.
We're just the worker bees here.
Worker bees.
That's all. That's all we're doing. We have no authority and no nothing, so. Advising only.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Thanks again, everybody.
Yeah.
And have a very nice Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes.